Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Well, the doc is out. The ditty making of a bad boy on Peacock. And we're going to bring you some clips from that and discuss them. And it's, I would say, of all the Diddy docs that are out right now, this is, I think, probably the most groundbreaking. What would you say?
Yeah, I think they got a lot of people to talk. And I think there's a lot in there that is a little bit mind blowing. Like, people are really pouring their heart out in this.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, they're saying the things that we've kind of alluded to, but they're actually saying it.
Well, and it's people very, very close to the scene. This isn't a lot of, I mean, there are some in there that were not part of his current days, but that's where they talk about his childhood in areas that really have never been discussed before. And you learn a lot about Diddy in this. Not any sort of excuse for Diddy in this, but it's, I always say this, you understand the recipe for what makes him if these allegations are in fact true.
It's incredibly disturbing. I will tell you that I think it's a little bit triggering if this is some real sensitive area for anybody listening. You know, you can fast forward a little bit if you need to, but it's this whole situation is just really ugly. It just is.
Yeah. It's on Peacock, and R&B singer L.B. Sure is speaking out for the first time. And very, just very candidly about everything. It is shocking. The Night and Day artist shares the claims, including allegations about Diddy's behavior, his ex Kim Porter's fears, and the broader music industry's hidden dangers. Is very compelling. L.B. Sure and Porter are biological parents of actor and musician Quincy Brown. They maintained a close relationship even after their romantic involvement ended. Porter later dated Diddy, with whom she had three children. Porter, a model and a former Uptown Records colleague of Diddy, reportedly confided in Al B. Shore about her growing unease regarding the music mogul, saying say that something's not right. His soul was going completely dark, like he's just not there. That's what Al B. Shore shares. He claims Porter made him promise on their son Quincy's life not to disclose what she had revealed, fearing for both of their safeties.
Keep in mind that what people were fed in this propaganda against me over the years about, Buffy did this and adopted your kid and adopted this, there's no adoption. None. There's no letter to my father and all that. All crafted by a publicist. And if you haven't noticed, his name is still Brown. People thought I was absent, things of that nature. It was basically instructed by Kimberly. I was told that Buffy wasn't too happy about anyone who had a relationship with Kimberly. I was very much under, listen, you promise on our son's life, you know, just stay out of the way. Don't do this, don't get involved. Being told, please, don't do that tough guy Mount Vernon shit. You will get killed.
Quite a claim that Al B. Shore makes in that clip from Peacock and the documentary Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy.
Yeah, it's startling, really. Do you have anybody in your life that you could make that claim about? I don't.
No. And making it out loud now. It's very interesting what happens in this doc. And spoiler alert, by the way. We're going to be talking about a lot of points that have been made in it. Al B. Shore also recently had a huge health scare. Suddenly became very, very ill, seemingly almost out of nowhere. And he survived, but it was very shocking, traumatizing. And he's questioning the coincidences of people that start speaking out against Diddy and their untimely deaths. And he's going all out on this. Here's another clip from Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy on Peacock.
This person was telling a story. This person was writing a book. This person was about to tell the truth. Why is everybody dead? Oh, it's a coincidence. Get the fuck out of here. July 12th was a very interesting day. That was the day that I went down. It's not the first, second, or third time that I've been in that position where I actually went down. I can't say too much at this moment. I can say this. July 12th, I was entered into one of the hospitals here. I was basically done. They were sending me to hospice. There was nothing else they can do, so they're gonna send him to die. And what transpired in between, from what I found out later, I was in a coma, having multi-system organ failure. Every organ is working off of a machine except for the liver. Even in the middle of me going through this tsunami of a medical crisis, every single person I was mindful enough to remember, I kept a record of every single one of you who was sent to set me up to assist in the attempted murder of Al B. Shore. You're in the file.
Yeah. So he's coming out and swinging and saying he thinks there was a conspiracy there.
Well, if they can't figure out exactly why he was in such dire shape,
mm-hmm.
There's a problem.
And we go back to Kim Porter as well. That was yep. the. It's really interesting how they met. It was at Uptown Records. Al B. Shore and Kim Porter were together. They had Quincy together. And he got her a job at Uptown where he was an artist. And then Diddy was there and they just kind of connected, and Diddy very quickly grew into be Diddy, who he is today, or who he was, I would say, in the late 90s and in that sort of era where, you know, nobody could touch him. And it sounds like it was not a happy time for that relationship, and for his relationship with his kid either, because Diddy basically started acting like, this is my kid. And I think there was a lot of coercion that went on there. At least that's what it seems to allude to in the doc.
It kind of, again, goes to the whole aspect that nobody stepped in and stopped Diddy. Nobody told him no. Nobody drew lines in the sand and said, you don't cross this. I mean, this is his son. And Diddy just kind of steps in and goes, nope, guess he's mine now. Yeah. How do you just do that?
You don't. It's, yeah.
it's a lot, man.
When you got,
this guy was just running everything that he came across. He was in charge of it.
Yeah. And if you're in fear for your life, if you do speak out, you know, yeah, that would be horrible. It's like, but if the thing is to stay in your lane over here and you be, you know, maybe you can see your kids, whatever the fuck Diddy said, you know, there'll be no problems. And if you don't, then, you know, yeah. Or if somebody then starts speaking out about him, which Al B. Sure started to do, and then went to the hospital and that he almost died.
You know, somebody with that kind of money and influence, it wouldn't be shocking to hear that people who oppose you are starting to jump out of windows accidentally, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Here's another clip. Al B. Sure talking about Kim Porter and his thoughts now on what happened. There's been speculation for a long time about what his opinions were, and there was a lot of stuff out there that just wasn't accurate. So out of his own mouth, this is another clip from Peacock's documentary, Diddy, the making of a bad boy.
Surviving death is not a game. Being in a coma, being on a ventilator for 38 days, being septic, the 60 to 70 blood transfusions, it's a lot. It's a lot. But you know what? In hindsight, I'm glad that things transpired the way they did, because this journey has prepared me for another level. I've made a decision to go hard as it relates to opening the case on the miraculous death of Kim Porter, because Kimberly is gone, because she was going to be Cassie Ventura, which is blowing the lid off of this entire situation.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, and there's no way to... She's been cremated, correct?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Shut up.
No.
Well, I'm sensing something needs to be looked into.
She was buried in her hometown of Columbus, Georgia. Evergreen Memorial Garden Cemetery, beside her mother, 2018.
Well.
I have two questions. If you were to exhume the body to do some sort of toxicology check, I don't know what you would be able to tell now. I don't know. And then I'm not saying you couldn't tell. I have no idea how much or how little. But I would guess something. They do that. That would be very interesting to see the findings. Lobar pneumonia is what the cause of death was listed as. But the odds of someone at her age dying of that, if otherwise healthy person, are extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2%, or it's like really, 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 really low. Especially without underlying health conditions. And I don't know if she had any. That's never been revealed. But again, it was a weird death, and people have questioned it silently. Why has it not gotten out louder and bigger? Legal threats. That's probably a big part of it. Or actual threats, you know, on people. If you pursue that story, considering how influential Sean Diddy Combs once was in the entertainment world.
Is it possible she was about to blow the cover on him?
That or he just knew she was a liability.
Oof.
That would be my take on it of she's a liability, one, and two, what we learn in this documentary as well is that Diddy had, according to those who were close to them, almost obsessive like need for her or want for her, almost like an unhealthy level. Like, I guess you would look at it as if, and this is just me paraphrasing or just kind of speculating, actually. If I can't have her, no one can have her, is what I'm wondering.
That's a good thought.
When they talk about kind of he always would go back to her no matter what. And it was just a weird, according to those people, just a weird type of relationship that was different than his other ones that, you know, I think they kind of allude to bordered into obsession.
Well, we're not talking about somebody who appears to be mentally stable. So no. If you're going to start obsessing over someone in your life, it can turn quite ugly on a dime.
Yeah. And a control.
And maybe that's what we saw here.
Yeah. There's a lot in this that really just points to the recipe of why Sean Combs is who Sean Combs is. Mm-hmm. If you already have a disposition to be evil, which I don't, when you understand the abuse also that went on, and there's a lot of allegations in there. There's a piece that talks about his mom, and after his father was murdered, so start your life with that going on, your dad gets murdered, then suddenly you get some money, and you start living a really good life, like a really good life. And he's known as the rich kid, and he's not fitting in with anybody because he's, you know, got the money and stuff. Then apparently he gets into some neighborhood type gang, after a while. And, that's when he kind of becomes more Diddy, or a Puffy is what it was. From there he starts to get into, working in the record label with that Uptown Records, and it just kind of goes from there, in terms of where the story goes of how he got to where he is. And it blossomed insanely fast with his Bad Boy label and getting in with those artists at that moment in time.
Wow. There's a lot going on here.
A lot. But the mom, back to that, sex parties, allegedly.
God.
That it was a house where anything kind of went. And so, but it was like, the way it's described is, if you were kind of a kid, you would think this is like the best thing in the world. If you're desensitized to this sort of stuff, or are kind of at that curious age of what the hell is all this, and you're now being exposed to like people having sex around your house, and then your mom like kind of has a little group of girls that she brings over to have for the Diddy and his buddies.
A little different than the book club.
A little different. And this is life. This is growing up, allegedly, in this house. So, okay, that starts to explain, you get that sort of mind fuck as a kid, and you're not going to, at that moment, think it's bad if you're a boy, and that's in your mind, this is, like, at that age, if you're 13, 14, 15, that's, like, what you want.
It's the coolest thing in the world if you're a teenage boy.
Exactly. And they're not thinking that at that moment. And then he could have gone two ways. If there wasn't wealth and money and him just being a very talented person as a promoter and a producer, If that didn't exist, he would have probably ended up being a pimp.
Right?
You know, it would have not ended well. But he had, because he has an insane drive. And it could have driven one way or the other. And it drove the other for a while, but his roots of the trauma and the not normal upbringing, and that just became his life. And I'm sure that's probably where it's like he, you know, people have weird kinks and shit. And then you get into real just creepy, creepy motherfuckers. It's probably one of those things where, like, he needed to be in this sort of environment or whatnot to enjoy himself. That's all I can think of.
Well, and people in those situations, they need more and more. It gets ratcheted up every time. And I think that's how we end up with a freak off party with tainted baby oil.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just there's so much that's disturbing here. Yes, we can see where it originated. It certainly doesn't make it okay.
No, not at all. It was very interesting, Doc. Very much worth checking out on Peacock right now. Yeah, go check it out.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.